Jesus.
So what are you doing there?
The face.
Huh? It's the face. The chomer. To the God. To the God.
We all know the cleaning for Pesach is a great mitzvah. The Tashvitz is there in Baltichem. We should get rid of all the chomets in your house. And the ma'aseh, it takes a lot of work cleaning out, as we all know. But the ma'aseh, cleaning for Pesach is not matrich a person. The person doesn't have to come into Pesach feeling tired, feeling kreiches from all the cleaning, as we'll soon see. But the ma'aseh, if one doesn't know what one's looking for, one thinks one is mechayev to get rid of every single crumb, whatever size and condition it is. And it's like the ma'aseh hilchos muksa. If one doesn't learn Hilchos Muksa before one learns Hilchos Muksa, then one thinks that everything that's Muksa, it's also to move on Shabbos. Muksa, you can't move it. Once you learn Hilchos Muksa, you see that's a hammer. It's a Kedish Menachta Leisa, it's made to build. It's Muksa, you can't move it as you like. But if you want to crack a nut with it, the Mishnah says, the Seder, you can crack a nut with it, you can use it. If you want to use the place where it's lying, it's on the table, you can pick it up, it's not a problem. So after you learn Hilchos Muksa, you see not everything's also to move. The same thing with Ma'aseh will soon see. As by Chomutz, a person thinks the Mechuyev to get rid of every crumb, it's not so poshut. In the Pasuk state, Bali Roya Bali Motze, a person is not allowed to have any Chomutz, not allowed to own any Chomutz in his house. Issa Deiraisa Bali Roya Bali Motze. But to get out of that Deiraisa, it helps to do bittul. By saying kol chamira v'chamira, which is say leo b'dikas chomets and after the sreifas chomets, we mevatel chomets, mevatel ever hefka ka'afra da'ara, it's not ours anymore. A person is not over baliroi balimotze once he's done bittul. So he's got rid of the baliroi balimotze that they're rice adikis. Why are we cleaning? So that's the other way around. We'll see. Well, it says that on the other way around. Why, if you're bothered, why you have to move out of it? Why, once you move out of it, it's not yours. Why are you being, why are we doing, why are we spending so much time cleaning the chomets? So the Ran asked the question, and the Ran says two terutzim. One terutz the Ran says is, because maybe the person has got, let's say, a warehouse of chomets, or a nice cake, and he doesn't really, even though he says he's mevatel it, he doesn't really mean it. He doesn't really mean it. Really, he's not mevatel it. So, Chazal, he's not mevatel it. And maybe they say, don't rely on what you said, you don't want it, get rid of it. That's one mahalach of the Ran. The Ran says another teretz, that maybe there's a geshmaka piece of chomets in his house, and if Enoch Hanami is not over Baliroi Balimotse, because he said it's not his, it's Hefka, or Efsha, by seeing it, he might come to eat it. Shema Yovoy lo Ochle. He might come to eat it. And by eating it, Chayiv Karis by eating chomets on Pesach. That is the teretz of the Ran. Min haTorah, a person is not over Baliroi Balimotze, he's not cleaning for Pesach min haTorah. If he this teretz. He does bittul, he's sorted. He's doing it midrabbanan. Why? Because maybe he'll come to eat it by seeing a geshmak, a piece of chomets. What teretz do we work with? Are we chayiv Shem Yovel LaOchle, or do we work with the other teretz? So the Ma'aseh from Achrikas Achrin. The Shari Tshuva brings down in Toflam and Beis, B'Shem Tshuva Zera Emes, that there are many people who are noig on Leil B'dikas Chomets to put out pieces of bread. 10 pieces, certain amount of pieces of bread, Chashash of Brocha, they put out the pieces. That are and I said some people have after 10 pieces. So the Zera Emes, you should make sure that every piece of bread that you're putting out should be less than the Kazakhs. Make sure it's less than the kazayis. Why? Because maybe he won't find one piece, and if as long as he was makbid that every piece is less than the kazayis, he won't be mechuyus left to bedik on the rest of his house. He missed a piece, peseda, or it's less than the kazayis. That's what the Zera Emes says. Make sure it's less than the kazayis every piece. Chas v'shalom, don't find one piece, you're part of from having to look any further. You won't have to do a re bedik on the whole house. If there's a chashash, Hashem will yovel ochloi. Well, it's not coming. It's less than the kazayis. Hashem will yovel ochloi. So he takes on our kolponim by less than the kazayis. We're not chayish. Hashem will yovel ochloi. The ma'isa, Even though the Shulchan Aruch Rav goes with him, and the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaya Adam all paskin, that even on less than the Kazayis, we are Chaya Shema Yavala Ochle, maybe he'll come to eat it. But say that, so Chaya Shaka Shema Yavala Ochle, but what's that Machayev has to do? Is that Machayev has to look for every single crumb and every condition that it is? There's a Shulchan Aruch in Tof Mem Dalet that says, on Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos itself, so we know it's a busy morning, we get up early v'shachris, be able to chap around two suddas before Sof Zman Achila, to get our suddas Shabbos and our shalosh suddas in if you can. What do you do with the crumbs that are on the table? You try to be careful to eat all the ganze bilka, the ganze challah, the ma'aseh is crumbs. You know what the Shulchan Aruch says? Shulchan Aruch says, all you have to do is tip the tablecloth onto the floor. Is that all?
Well,
that's all the Shulchan Aruch says.
In the house.
In the house. The Shulchan Aruch says you tip the mapa, your naira mapa, onto the floor. What the Mishnah Berurah?
Dip the floor.
The Mishnah Berurah. What's the Maila now? So the ayah is Pirurin, and the Mishnah Berurah says in Machne Yisrael, and also Mishnah Berurah over here, he writes that Pirurin there is a Chashash HaMiyavah LaOchla, even less than the Kazayis. So he says it's on the floor, it's Matunuf, it's dirty. No one's going to eat from the floor. The whole chashash is Shema Yavai La'ochloi. The only reason why we're cleaning for Pesach, the deraisa we've sorted. Bittul sorts out the deraisa. The chashash is Shema Yavai La'ochloi. When was the last time a person ate a crumb from the floor?
Children.
Oh. So it's matunuf, it's absolutely dirty, there's no chashash Shema Yavai La'ochloi. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes out from the Shaitan Mishnah Berurah. So maybe what we've seen over here, the Be'etzim, Api Alocha, when something is dirty, there is no chashash amiyav la'ochle. If it's pachas mekazayis and it's dirty, there's no chashash amiyav la'ochle. That was some people in their houses, they get their mixer and they're getting their toothpick to get into that little groove of the mixer that's full of dirt that's built up over the year. The shayla is where api alocha that comes in. It's matunuf. Are you going to chashash? Are you going to come to eat that thing? It's away for Pesach. It's far away from the Pesach kelim. It's put away with sold with the chomes of the kelim with the goy. What's the chashash? You're going to come to eat it. The ma'isa, it's a shena zachadu efshe. If you want to get rid of everything, you can. But the ma'isa api alocha, there's no mokum to do that because the ma'isa it's matunuf. There's no shema yavla la'ochle and something else matunuf. Now this alocha ma'isa is also megeah by sporin. If a person Person's got a gun to the of sparring. Is he going to be eating? Is he going to be, have to clean all his sparring for Pesach? Open all of them? So the ma'is are the ones he never brought to the Suda. He never ate over. There's no chashash. But what about the ones he brings to his chumashim and his different alatayr to his sparring? He brings to the table, he puts on the table. Is he mechayis to do betikas chomets on them?
What about the
mir? That's a durum. Mir is my tachy, extra dirty. But let's say they're regular sparring. Do mechayis to be boydik? So Maisel, what's the maximum he's going to find in them?
Crumbs.
He's going to find crumbs. He's not going to be eating crumbs. No shem yavala ochle on crumbs. And they're going to matunah probably as well. Now this thing, this halacha.
What's about to do if you put it on the table?
Oh, now the only thing, what you do have to be chayish for, is to bring the Maisel. If you're not going to use it on Pesach, there's no shem yavala ochle. It's fine. You're going to use it away from the table. There's no shem yavala ochle. The problem is, if you want to bring it to the table, then I'm not going to open it, I'm going to eat that crumb. The chashash is, maybe it will fall onto the table and mix with my food. So don't bring it to the table. Aye, what about when I'm b'shas achila? What about, let's say, in the afternoon I want to learn a bit. There's no food on the table. Can I bring it then? So there, we'll tell you on the practicality. If you always put a new plastic tablecloth on, it's either, so put them down. It's never going to go on your table cloth that you're going to be eating from. Oh, I know somebody, he has a special tablecloth for his foreign. Every time he wants his foreign, he's got a tablecloth for his foreign. But imagine you don't need that. If every time you put a new plastic tablecloth on, then you make sure to always, you're always going to have a new tablecloth on that's not going to be, which I associate it. There's absolutely no chashash. There's no reason to have to be voted for his foreign. Now this badika for looking for crumbs, that we said, for crumbs, if it's not matunah, the chashash shami avala achle. The maisa, Paskim writes already that a crumb a person doesn't come to eat even if it's not matunuf. After drawing a drosha, a person will try and eat a crumb from the table. Oh, but lemaisa, normally you don't eat crumbs even when they're not matunuf. So what we're looking for lemaisa is for half a biscuit, a pretzel, that type of zach. Apia locha, that is what the chiyuv is. The chiyuv, apia locha, you're mechayiv to look for something that you will come to, maybe to eat. Crumbs, a person will not come to eat. So when you're looking around, if it's matunuf, apia locha, there's no chiyuv to have to get rid of it. And if it's not matunuf, if it's not something you're going to, a regular person eats, there's no chashash hamiyavala achim. But a person has to know, this, what I've said until now, is ul apia locha. Apia locha, a person is not mechuyev to get rid of anything, there's no chashash he might come to eat. But the Rosh, in the third parak of Pesachim, says the following. The sugi over there talks about, to be over by the Bali Motze, you said you have to be over on the kazayis. You have to have a kazayis. Let's say a person has a keli. The sugi talks about a keli with a bit of dough in it. A few different pieces of dough, and each piece is less than a kazayis. So the sugi over there talks about, do you look at each piece? That's not a kazayis. So they say the whole keli is mitzaref, all the pieces to make it a kazayis. It's a complicated sugi over there. The Rosh, we know, always at the end of every sugi, he makes a sikum la alocha, what comes out la alocha? Which lamoyo do we go with? Which tango do we go with? It's a very interesting Rosh. Over here he writes the following. The Rosh says, I'm not going to tell you what the alocha is in this sugi. I'm not telling you what we paskin make. Why not? Lefi she Yisrael kadoshim him. Yisrael kadoshim. V'goyerin u'mevarin kol chometz hanimtza. They scrape off and they get rid of every drop of chometz that they can. Afilu kol shu. And he adds on, afilu im nidbak b'kos le'abayis. Even the pieces of chometz that are stuck onto your walls. V'al Yisrael kadoshim him, they get rid of it. So the ma'isa, api alocha, you're not mechuyev to. But in the minute, Klal Yisrael, they try and get rid of whatever they can. But I think knowing what api alocha you're mechuyev to do makes the person more relaxed. If you know what you're mechuyev to do, and what's a chumrah, and what we try to do, then anochanami, the Mishnah Berurah Taka writes over there, in the case of Erev Pesach, when you put the crumbs on the floor, that's what you're mechuyev to do. Mishnah Berurah says, toiv, to get rid of it if you can. But there's no, it's not a chiyuv. The chiyuv is only be'etzim on something that it might come to eat, which is not on small crumbs, only on something that's geshmak to eat, a person will normally come to eat, and not something that's dirty. It's a shein ezach to do, it's a nice thing to try and get rid of it. But the stress has to be on something that you mechuyev api alocha to do, and that is something that's the real chashash hamiyav alocha. That's benegea to getting rid of chametz. It makes the person... So a few people are saying they're much more relaxed by knowing what the etzim you mechuyev to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what someone said. Told him the husband has to tell the wife.
What was that?
So nice. So there is another two nekudah. I just want to read this. Gabi Pesach. The gabi covering a table. Let's say covering a table. You ate chometz on. You don't kasher a table, right? So what do you do for Pesach? The ma'isa api ikka alocha. I feel if you ate hot chometz on that table, bemes only have to cover one covering. Api ikka alocha, you only have to cover one covering. Practically, it's kedai to do two, because I'm all it tears, and the meila it won't be any covering. It's kedai to do two covering always. But the ma'isa api alocha, it's only medina. You only have to do one, and the reason is because the alocha is by issa and heta. If something hot falls on something cold. And the cold one overrides the top one always. And it makes the top one colder. The gabi, it doesn't transfer bilias because it overrides the top one. But it can take a second to be able to override it. And the Gemara says, Ademeka le bola. Until it overrides it, it's berlea. But it's only berlea kedei klipa. The thickness of a klipa, which is the thickness of your covering. So the maximum, if you put hot pudding on Pesach, or something hot on Pesach, on the cover, the maximum it's going to be able to take out is from what's in the cover. It won't be able to take out from what's on the table. So then one cover is enough for the table. The ma'isa practically is kedai to do always two coverings, in case the one cover will tear. That's a gabi covering. And a gabi hagola is also a choshvi idea to be able to know by hagolas kelim. By kashering kelim, many people are like, I call upon him, I feel not kashering the Pesach kelim, the Pesach time, you have the big kelim over here, then Amoli got a big pot, he couldn't kasher the whole year, he do it at Pesach time. There's a lot of kashering going on Pesach. before Pesach. The chashuv is here to know by kashering that the Rama writes the minhag is always to wait 24 hours before you kasher. From the last time you used it for hot, you have to wait 24 hours before you kasher. I know sometimes a person messes up something in the kitchen, they want to rectify it straight away, they want to do it. The ma'aser, they think they're doing a favor for their wife, but the ma'aser, halacha is, you have to wait 24 hours. 24 hours from the last time it was used for hot, before you always do kasher. Why is that so? The reason is, because what we're trying to do is, we're trying to bring out the b'liya that's inside this chometzik akedi or this fleishik akedi, and you're putting it into the water. Now, hot water brings it out, but it also puts it back in. So what do we gain? What's a mile of hagola? What do we gain by doing hagola's kedim? The point is, when you bring it out, if you have shishim, if you have 60 times the amount that was in there, then it's bottle. But many times, there's no shishim. You don't have 60 pots of water connected to the pot that you're putting in. So why should it be bottle? It's like a not bottle. So it's going to go back in. So what have I gained? I brought it out and put it back in. So that's why you wait till it's 24 hours old. Why? Because then it's pogum. It's not good anymore. What do I gain if it's not good anymore? If it's not good anymore, then even if it's going to go back out, and go back in, it'll still be okay. Why? The Rabbonon, we know, Asa, Eina Benyame Otto Basyon. I know when it's 24 hours old, it's pogum. Let's say you got a flesh sugar knife that's been 5 weeks and not been used. You still also to use it for milchik. Why? It doesn't give any good taste. The chashash is, if I'm allowed to use it when it's pogum, I might come to use it before it's pogum, even within 24 hours. That's why Chazal made a gzeira. They only made this gzeira if when it went into the keli, it was good. If it went in when it was good, then, even when it becomes bad, they were goyza a gzeira. But if it went in, it was bad, then they weren't goyza. So over here, if you wait till Eina Ben Yoimoy, that's what we wait, we're 24 hours old, we wait to do our gola, the milo of waiting is, because then it's going to bring it out, and even if it will go back in, it will be mutter. Because the way it went back in, it was bad. And if it goes in bad, then Chazal weren't goyza. Exactly. So you always have to remember by Agola, Scalem, you always have to wait 24 hours before you try and cash it.